is Dr. Stan Baker at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, this afternoon they're going to be the views of Charlotte Isabey. And Charlotte, of course, has been in education. She was in the Department of Education during the Reagan administration and found out the skullduggery that was going on there at the time and the effort to really unite the United States educational system with that of the Soviet Union. And when she started to let people understand that they really wanted not to educate but to indoctrinate our children to get them to be a good little robots in this wonderful planned utopian society, why, eventually she was shown the door for there. But before she left, why, she got a tremendous amount of information, and she's put it into a book which we carry. It's called Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And believe me, when you watch Jay Leno, when you see some of these poor young people, you know, being interviewed on the street, they don't even know who's buried in Grant's tomb, why, you realize they've done a pretty good job. Well, without further ado, Charlotte, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. As always, I enjoy being with you. And believe it or not, for once, I have some really good news.
All right, fine. Well, I'm always looking for good news,
well,
I'll tell you.
Well, it just came off the press today, and I can't take any credit for it, even though it does come out of Maine. Although I did do a lot of writing about the ID card, which is on my website, but I have not been involved at all in this, and I'm thrilled. Maine just yesterday passed, the Senate passed opposition to the national ID. And we had been talking about it for quite a while. A lot of people are probably saying, oh, well, they thought that it happened 4 months ago, but it really didn't. We had a resolution, but that doesn't do much. This is public law, Chapter 251, signed on June 6th of this year. It says, an act to prohibit Maine from participating in the Federal Real ID Act of 2000. Now, this is really great news, because this brings it to, I think, 16 states, okay? And I'll just read a little bit more of this, and I hope that your listeners, look, if we've got 16 states that have done this, there's no excuse. The rest of us can go that way, too. So you've just got to get on the ball. There has to be some organization in your state. It may well be your Secretary of State who doesn't like it because it's going to cost so much money. But there must be some organization in your listener states, the states that haven't yet done this. I do recommend that they go to EPIC, which is E-P-I-C. That's the Privacy Invasion Group. And that is where I pulled this from, on the Real ID, the latest news on the Real ID. Not, they didn't have the main news yet, but they do have news all the way through May, latest news and events. I'm reading right now from their June, let's see, this was their March report, I believe. 15 states have passed anti-real ID legislation. As the deadline for compliance draws closer, more states are opting out of the controversial Real ID national identification system. The states that have passed anti-real ID legislation are Arkansas, actually all you have to do is really just type in Real ID into Google, right? Or your whatever search engine you have. Arkansas, Colorado, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois. They had Maine down, but Maine hadn't passed it yet. But it has now. Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Washington. The resistance to Real ID is growing. In May, more than 60 organizations and 250 blogs joined a campaign to submit comments against Real ID. There are bills in both the U.S. House and Senate that would repeal...
Well, Charlotte, hold that right there. We'll be back in just a moment with Charlotte Isabey.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Rockworky purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Well, Sean has been talking to us about the fact that many of the states just say, we don't think that this real ID card is really necessary at all. And we're finding growing discontent among the American people with the fascist policies being implemented by the current Bush administration. And, of course, obviously, they have no intention of fighting terrorism. They're using the threat of terrorism to come up with a fascist type of society. They have adamantly refused to close our borders. In fact, the president has had the audacity to say, why, this is just un-American to oppose this immigration act, and we can't fight terrorism unless we get this act passed, and then we can fight, you know, then we can close the borders, and but you got to give me what I want, and then I will protect you from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's hiding over there in a cave, which really reminds me of an email I got today, from one of our listeners who pointed out that Osama bin Laden, who lives in a cave, was able to actually outsmart the FBI and the CIA and all of our intelligence agencies and pull off this amazing attack on America. In fact, it was so simple that a caveman could do it. And those of you who have seen the Geico ad, which was so simple that even a caveman could do it, it sort of reminded me of Osama bin Laden. They want us to believe that Osama bin Laden, the mastermind of everything going on in the world today, threatens us, and that's why we've got to give up our freedom and have ID cards, and that's why the president you know, has to be able to declare a dictatorship at any moment, and that's why we've got to refurbish the Japanese concentration camps and have Halliburton ready to build new concentration camps and do away with the posse comitatus laws and allow the president to be able to take over the National Guard at any time to use against American citizens, etc., 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 and the latest, of course, series of national security presidential directives and homeland security presidential directives that allow him to declare a dictatorship at any time, because we've got to be able to thwart that caveman over there. And after all, he's so much smarter than we are, we've just got to give up our freedom. But I'm really encouraged, as you point this out, Sharon, that people are beginning to say, hey, something's wrong with what's going on, and they're not going along with all these ideas. We've got to be regulated and watched and monitored and listened to every moment of the day by the government that's there to protect us and protect our freedom.
Oh, well, I agree. I think that this is the first time within 1 week, you know, we've had, well, there are states that have gone against the national ID card before now, 14 of them. But the fact that we've got that many, and there are two bills in Congress to do away with it as well, plus this marvelous news that we are going to make stick in regard to the immigration reform bill that allows all of the illegal aliens to pour across the border and does nothing to stop border crossings. I mean, and to be made legal, the ones that have been in the country for I don't know how long, are going to be allowed to stay here, and I understand also, I was reading a very interesting article that was in the Washington Times, you may have seen it, by Mark Steen, the Washington Times. He wrote this great article on it called The Documented Delusion, June 11th, and, you know, he points out that that they're going to put the ones who are illegal aliens living in the country are going to come before those good aliens who are waiting to get their citizenship, who've been waiting for 2 or 3 years. They're going to be put at the end of the line. Did you know that?
It wouldn't be at all surprised.
I mean, it is absolutely outrageous. And then I think the president's reaction when he was in Europe to losing on this bill made everybody sick to their stomach. I mean, that's really the only I can put it in worse words than that. I mean, his disdain, you know, for the American people who don't want this totalitarian system. We've caught on. All of a sudden, the people have caught on. I think they're beginning to realize that they don't matter anymore. As I always use Lou Dobbs' marvelous comment that the elected officials in Congress and the president think we are really irrelevant. That's the word. We are irrelevant. So, of course, if you're irrelevant, the president's going to beat on those senators that didn't vote the way he, Mr. Dictator, wanted them to vote.
And you know, the whole idea is that the purpose of the executive is not to be a dictator. It is to carry out the laws that are passed by our duly elected representatives.
Exactly.
And of course, he doesn't want to do that. He wants things done his way, because George Bush has no loyalty to the United States.
No.
His
Zero.
Loyalty is to globalism. He wants to do away with the sovereignty of our nation, and he wants to merge us into this North American community, and then begin to merge all of these trade areas, North American community, South American community,
right.
European Union, they are all to be merged together into this world government, which he supports. And he is taking
absolutely.
The support.
You know, the other thing about him is that his personality is such, and has been ever since he was a little boy, is totally reflected in what he does every day in the White House as President of the United States. And, you know, for your listeners who, I always recommend this article that really ought to be, it should be reprinted in every newspaper in the country. It was by Gail Sheehy, S-H-E-E-H-Y. She's a pretty well-known writer. And it was in Vanity Fair the year when he was running for president. And it's about 12 pages long. It's long. And she interviewed everybody who had ever known him, from his governess to friends at Yale, to Henry Kissinger and all those people, and George Shultz that were in his father's cabinet. And just about every, the baseball people, baseball commissioner, because he always wanted to be baseball, you name it, she interviewed them. And that to me was the most remarkable article because she brought out his personality. Everybody explained this. He's not only a poor loser, he can't lose. He won't lose. Just like now, huh? He won't lose. He won't accept loss. He has screws loose in his head. And I really think people, if they can get that article, just type into your internet search engine, Bush and Gail Sheehy. You're bound to have it pop up. And read it. Because I really rarely recommend so strongly anything that I have ever read about someone else, because usually it can be sort of biased. But this isn't. And this, if this had been really well, you know, gotten around the country prior to his being elected, I don't know that he could ever have made it. So that's enough for me talking about Gail Sheehy and this article, but it's remarkable because it shows that we have a very unbalanced, unpleasant, nasty, spoiled, rotten loser heading up our country. And that, and he doesn't, he's totally uneducated. He doesn't, when Dr. Stan says he was talking about the separation of powers, he probably doesn't even know what Dr. Stan's talking about. Although he went to Yale, huh? But he hardly got through, remember? And so, I'm probably not allowed to talk badly about the president. I remember Ari Fleischer? Remember Ari Fleischer, the press guy who said, sure, after 9/11, be careful what you say.
Well, I think that's what the American people must understand, is that there are a group of people of whom George Bush is simply one. I don't believe that he makes the decisions. I believe
no.
that they're made for him.
He's not smart enough.
But the thing is, there really are some very, very powerful people who have an entirely different worldview. And they certainly are determined to, you know, centralize all power in Washington, D.C. and do away with this idea of checks and balances. They want a one-party system, and of course they work in the leadership of both political parties,
mm-hmm.
but they are totally dedicated now to taking us into a war in the Middle East to inflame the entire Islamic world and, of course, to bankrupt America. Here we are today having to borrow money every single day simply to pay our debts. We have smaller international reserves than Russia, which has about $400 billion. We have less than about $240 billion in reserves. And they want to spend more money every single day, you know, on some new government project. And, you know, instead of the president, you know, going ahead and just saying to Congress, you can't do this, you can't be spending all this money, we've got to get things under control financially,
right.
He's spending America into bankruptcy. And other countries have gone bankrupt before into created chaos. He is going to destroy the value of the currency of this nation and plunge us into chaos. And the thing is that the men behind him know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, after having bankrupted the not only this nation, but all those people throughout the world who are holding dollars foolishly, why, of course, they're going to come up with a new monetary system where you'll have a new elite who will rule the world. And this is really what they're dedicated to. And the fact that George Bush is a member of a secret society, Skull and Bones, which is so secret that when he was asked what it was by Tim Russert, he said, oh, it's so secret, I can't tell you. Same answer, of course, that John Kerry did. And, of course, Charlotte knows all about that because both her dad and her grandfather were members of Skull and Bones, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. I'm sorry I have to admit it, but they were. And my dad, thank God, I don't think he ever really was. He never made any recommendations at high levels that affected the United States badly. I think that he pretty much caught on, you know, prior to his dying. I think that I sort of de-brainwashed him. What do you call that? Whatever I did.
Deprogramming is the word.
But, yeah. But anyway, yes, I can say one thing. I do know that my father's closest friends were the members in his class that were selected for the order. And they were all his ushers in his wedding. And they were all the way to the time he died. And he attended all the meetings. And so he knew a lot, but he never talked about anything.
Well, they're not allowed to. I mean, after all, if you reveal any of those secrets, you're done. But the question is, where's your real loyalty? Is it to Skull and Bones and this Luciferian organization, or is it to America, which you've sworn to protect? We'll be right back in a moment. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that this...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
In Times over the last few days have said that if there is a war, they're going to plunge the whole of the Middle East into flames. They're going to be attacking Kuwait and Qatar and, of course, all the Arab Emirates nations and then Saudi Arabia and destroy their oil-producing and exporting facilities. Imagine what it's going to do to the economy of Europe and China and Japan and certainly what's going to do to the price of oil and what that impact is going to have on you and on our economy and on our agriculture and our airlines and on the price of gasoline and your ability to get around. Have you stopped and thought what $10, $12, $15 a gallon oil or diesel would really mean to the United States? And the Bush administration is intent upon plunging us into a war. Now, of course, I've read the intelligence directives and printed them some time, and they say it's going to be some years before Iran could certainly develop, nuclear weapons, 2-5 years, somewhere in there, 5 to 10 years. And even if they had them, they're not going to use them against Israel because they know there'd be a terrible retaliation. Mm-hmm. They're not going to use them against the United States because they know the cost of retaliation. But we are intent upon going to war. It doesn't matter what the Iranians want. On the other hand, there are a few people there in Iran who also want to plunge us into war. And I always wonder if maybe they're left over from the CIA control of the government under the Shah. Mm-hmm. Be that as it may, we are in terrible straits. What are your thoughts, Charlotte?
Well, it looks like you've been reading worse news than I've been reading today. I haven't read any headlines on that one. Sometimes I just sort of avoid reading about the president's plans for Iran. I thought that we'd had some meetings with him and things were looking better. What have you been reading?
Well, certainly Senator Lieberman just yesterday said that we've just got to attack Iran. After all, they're responsible for all of the roadside devices, or many of them that are killing our boys. And so to protect our boys, we've got to attack Iran and expand the war and probably result in the deaths of 50 to 100,000 if Iran attacks Iraq and our boys are trapped there. And then, of course, a number of our people in key positions, they fired the four-star Marine General, General Pace, who was head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to bring somebody in who would direct this new coming attack on Iran. What we're getting information from people with contacts, with the highest levels of intelligence, and they're telling us, and all I know is that they've been pretty accurate in the past.
Well, you're always right on target, and it's as scary as can be. I must say, I find it's so outrageous that even just the thought of it. I mean, if someone was just writing a story for, as a novel, the idea of attacking Iran is just so outrageous that it bounces off my brain. It's very difficult for me to get my arms around it because it's so ludicrous. It's a lunacy. It's insanity. And anybody who knows the Middle East. I mean, haven't we had our toes burned by what we did in Iraq? This will be 10 times worse or even more. And it is hard for me to believe that there are not forces in Washington that will tame this president and those behind him. Bring them to ground them for a while. I don't understand it. And I hate to think of the repercussions if we did move in any way, such as you were mentioning our plans. And maybe it's just threats. Maybe the president, that's the way he operates, with threats and scaring people. I don't know. All I know is that if it happens, you're right. We will be, this country will never ever have been in such trouble as we will be in if that happens.
Here's my fear is that they're going to use a false flag operation. Certainly, I mean, you study the history of this country the sinking of the Maine. We used that in the Spanish-American War, and it was contrived that the Spanish did not sink the ship. The explosion came from within. And then, of course, we had to get into World War I, and that was simply all a matter of propaganda to to frighten the American people. The fact we had to stop those terrible Huns over there in Europe before they came after us. And it was the war to make the world safe for democracy. And then, of course, World War II. They knew the attack was coming at Pearl Harbor. They left the boys there. If you want to see the pages from Secretary of War Simpson's diary, I got them back at, I hate to say it, Charlotte, I got them back at the Sterling Library at Yale. We'll be right back.
Good.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Charlotte Isbay. And if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But before we go on, Charlotte, would you like to get out your web page and tell people what they can find there?
Yes. My book web page is the Deliberate Dumbing Down, or the Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Is deliberatedumbingdown.com, easy to remember, deliberatedumbingdown.com. And that is the my book is now a free download. Of course, it's free big, but you can read it on the internet if you have that much patience. But you can also order it from me, and also there are lots of articles that I've written. We were talking about the Real ID. I think I have three or four articles. Just click on articles at that website, and you'll see a lot of articles I've written on the Real ID and a lot of other things as well. Then there's the secondary website that I just love. It's recent. It's like over, a little over a year old, and it's called AmericanDeception.com. And that website really was born due to my acquiring the 3,000 pages of the recent Cox Committee investigation of the tax-exempt foundations, and that was the committee that was, the research director was Norman Dodd, that many of your listeners have heard of, and he was the one who was told by the president of the Ford Foundation that they got their instructions, the foundations got their instructions from the White House. And actually, it's very interesting because that's, we're looking at exactly this right now. The instructions were to use their tax-exempt status, their money, to change America through the education system, and et cetera, basically through the education system and war, so that the United States could be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. And what that means is international socialism, and we're looking at it today. So that website is very important. It's a free website, AmericanDeception.com, and it has the 3,000 pages of testimony. They called in all various people, who many of them were communists, and et cetera, and they testified. Of course, Dr. Stan knows more about that investigation probably than anybody. It came to an abrupt halt. It was under the Eisenhower administration, and they scooped up, the tax-exempt foundation scooped up all the copies because obviously they didn't want the American people to know what was going on and what had happened during the investigation. And I was fortunate enough to be able to purchase one of the remaining copies. There are very few. I don't know if there are any more than that one. And I decided I wanted it. Basically, I wanted Norman Dodd's wonderful work to be understood by the American people. I wanted that report to be up on the Internet. And it is there now. Everybody can read it, and it's a remarkable report. And there are many, many other. There are 70,000 pages of documents scanned, original documents, and books going back a couple of hundred years. Wonderful, wonderful website. And for those who want to donate to the website, a $50 donation will give them all of those pages, 70,000 pages, that have been downloaded for them into PDF form. That's really a deal, so you don't have to wait to download.
And
you'll see all that information on the website.
And basically, going to be on a CD. Is it a couple of CDs?
It's a DVD. And it's just a marvelous thing. I'm so happy my son did that because it makes it so easy for people just to slip it in, and then you don't have to download the Reese Committee or any of the other long old books or whatever. It's all been done for you on that little DVD. And it's $50, and it's just worth. Well, I mean, really, if I told you what I paid for the Reese Committee hearings, you wouldn't believe it. And you've got this one DVD that's only one thing that it has on it. So, folks, go take a look at AmericanDeception.com, and the other website, as I said, is DeliberateDumbingDown.com.
I'm so glad that you got that, and that you've actually put that up and made it available. And for $50, you just send that to Charlotte and ask for this DVD. It's worth 10 times that. You need to have this information at your fingertips.
Yeah, it's true, and I'm glad that has been done. And I think all of us are doing our best, but, you know, this is really a great day in a way. I'm so happy with what Maine did about the real ID, and I'm happy about what all of your listeners pushed last week to get that wretched amnesty bill killed temporarily. And I hope everybody called today before Bush had the opportunity to have his fancy lunch for the senators to twist their arms. And if they didn't call today, please call tomorrow. Call your senators and thank them if they voted nay on closure last week, and ask them to hold on. Don't let him push them around and get him to change their votes.
And for the ones
who voted yes, you better beat up on them and tell them they're going to get the same treatment that the senators who voted to give away the Panama Canal got.
And I think what's really so vitally important is that George Bush feels so strongly about this amnesty bill that he's willing to use what little political capital he has. And believe me, he doesn't have very much. His ratings, you know, they say they're about 33, but some people think they're below 30. And he's willing to use what little capital he still has to try to get this legislation through, which is primarily designed to betray America. To point out, first of all, he's refused to close the borders that he should be closing to fight terrorism. So obviously he knows there's no real terrorist threat other than what they've created by infiltrating the Islamic movement and actually encouraging these young people to get involved in these radical movements. Now, not that down the line there will not be, because they're doing everything they can to get us to hate the Muslims and to get the Muslims to hate us. And I really fear that down the line we are going to be at war with the Muslim world, and there is going to be this militancy and hatred. The CIA and the various intelligence agencies, we have 14 of them, have been actively promoting for many years to get the Muslims to hate us and to get us to hate the Muslims. And they've created a new word. They call it Islamofascism.
Islamofascism.
They create these new words and they program into our minds, and we hate those people, and we hate Osama bin Laden, that man who lives in the cave over there, and it's so simple a caveman could do it. Well, we really need to get the people out to understand how absurd this is. Probably Osama bin Laden's been dead for some time, but that really doesn't matter. It's all a matter of your perception. In fact, it was Michael Lerner some time ago who said that, you know, that all the evidence was that Osama bin Laden has been dead for a couple of years. But we can always show his picture up on television, and you will tremble and quake in your boots. Because, of course, if you're not careful, why, Osama bin Laden is going to get us and take away our freedom. And that's why George Bush has to be able to take away our freedom. But I think the people are beginning to wake up across America, Charlotte. I am encouraged by what's happening, not only, of course, as far as the Real ID Act, but as far as the NASCO Highway, and as far as this awareness of the move towards the North American Union. I think that we have made more progress in the last couple of years than we've made in the previous 20 or 30 years. I'm guardedly optimistic. And my real fears are going to get us into the war and clap on a dictatorship. And I believe that's exactly why George Bush is willing to gamble what little political capital he has left. Because, of course, if things go badly, he can always create a false incident, maybe a little atom bomb or maybe some anthrax or something like that again. Well, you know, that last anthrax attack was simply limited to the Democrats. None of those letters went to Republicans.
No.
And, you know, then, of course, if we had some sort of a biological or chemical or nuclear attack in America, he'd be able to justify a dictatorship. And there really are people who want a dictatorship in America, who don't believe in this country.
No.
Because they march to a different drumbeat, they dream a different dream, because they worship a different God.
That's right. And power and money, and a different God. And you know, an interesting thing that I saw, Dr. Stan, it was Cindy Sheehan, the mom, you know, who led the anti-war movement, and everybody got after her because she met with a guy from Venezuela and all, and
it's
unfortunate she did that, but she did lead the movement, and I understand, I just read, that she finally quit. And the important thing about this is that for those young people out there who say that, you know, are Democrats, and they're always talking about how rotten the Republicans are, and they are really correct in that one. I agree with them, too. But what's interesting is what Cindy Sheehan said. She said she was so disappointed with the Democratic Party that they had done nothing to try to bring the boys home and to stop this. And I think that what she has said is an indicator of what the American people hopefully are beginning to realize, that there is no difference between the two parties. And she found that out the hard way. You know, I think she felt that the Democrats were going to support her and make a big effort to bring the young people home from Iraq and to end this madness, this insanity, killing, you know, thousands and thousands of Iraqis, our own boys and girls. So she learned her lesson, and she's gone back to her home, wherever it is, and she's just going to try to be normal again. But I thought that was interesting because she learned the hard way that the Democrats and the Republicans are in the same boat.
I think that's such an important thing. People have to realize that they've made mockery of this concept of a two-party system because the leadership of both political parties are going in the same direction. The leaders of the Democratic Party are globalists. The leaders of the Republican Party are globalists. The leaders of the Democratic Party... Go ahead.
Excuse me, but I was, the labor unions are all backing this horrible amnesty legislation.
They don't do nothing but destroy the labor unions, but the leaders of the labor unions, most of them belong to the Council on Foreign
Relations.
You're
right. I know. Well,
they're selling out American labor. They're selling out everything about this country. They're transferring our wealth to other nations, and the average individual has no idea what's going on. But I think maybe Cindy Sheehan will help to educate some of them. Certainly we'll do everything we can to point out we have a one-party system with two branches. They're called Republicrats.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, I do think it's better news today than we've had for quite a long time. But we've got to keep the ball rolling, and that means we don't stop, and everybody's got to get on the phone tomorrow and call the senators and keep on them and say, don't change your vote if you voted right. Don't, and get the ones who voted wrong to vote right and make it very clear to this administration that we will not accept a different form of government, which is exactly what this amnesty bill is down the line. Actually, it's the pillar, the major pillar of changing our form of government will be through this amnesty bill, because we will have no borders. And when you have no borders, how can you have a constitution? How can you have a government? We will be under an international form of law. So it sounds very innocent. Amnesty sounds innocent. Oh, these poor people, we're going to let them, live in our country, and they're going to learn how to be good workers and be loyal and speak English and blah, blah. No way. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with changing our form of government.
And I think the people really need to understand that this is a long-range plan. It has always been this idea of creating a one-world government, a one-world ruler, or certainly a one-world religion. And what most people do not understand is the long-range plan was to have America have an empire that would dominate the world. And that's why we have our troops in something like 130 nations.
Yep.
We have 720 overseas bases.
Yep.
What do we have all those people overseas for? I thought our army was to guard the United States.
That's right. That's so important what you said, that 135 or 140, we were talking about it last night, my husband and I. Why are we in 140 countries or have 140 bases? Why do we have three new military bases in Iraq? Why do we have an embassy there that is as big as the Pentagon? That's the interesting point. I'd like to know how many people realize that, because if they realize that, wouldn't they understand that we have no intention of getting out of Iraq?
And maybe they might even begin to believe the very real fact is that the war was planned long before 9/11. And those of you who haven't read Paul O'Neill's book and The Price of Loyalty, he was the Secretary of the Treasury, and he'd been the President of Alcoa. And if you read his book, and I think it's on page 96, where he actually talks about going to the meetings of the National Security Council in January and February of the year 2001. This is 6 or 7 months before the 9/11 attack. And there they are. There's Rumsfeld and Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz. They're talking about how we're going to be able to get the American suckers to go along with a preemptive attack on Iraq.
Yeah.
And Paul O'Neill's sitting there shaking his head and saying, Iraq? I mean, I thought, this is National Security Council. This is supposed to be defending America. And you're talking about how we're going to get the American people to go along with a preemptive attack on Iraq? I mean, why would we want to attack Iraq? Well, he didn't know the decision had already been made. It was just slam dunk. They were just looking for some great incident. Isn't it interesting if you read Rumsfeld's testimony before the 911 commission, that they completed the plan for the attack on Afghanistan just the day before the 911 attack. And if you want to get that, it's covered in my newsletters. And if you want the exact page, what we can get it for you. What are the chances are that they would have completed the plan for the attack on Iraq just the day before the 911 attack on the World Trade Center? I'd say the chances are pretty slim to nothing unless it was all contrived. Maybe that's why the FBI page that has Osama bin Laden listed as one of the 10 most wanted men in America doesn't even mention his involvement at the World Trade Center. Is it possible that the FBI doesn't know that Osama bin Laden was involved in the attack on the World Trade Center, or is it possible that maybe he wasn't involved? Could that possibly be? Maybe somebody ought to call the FBI and tell them that that he ought to be listed as being involved in the 911 attack, the 9/11 attack, there on his poster on the FBI Most Wanted Fugitive webpage.
Yes, I remember how they, right after it happened, they got all the members of his family or all the Saudi Arabians out immediately on a private plane.
Right. I would think that they would have wanted to find out what they knew, and perhaps he could have led us to this wicked Osama bin Laden. But then we had been financing and subsidizing the Taliban right up to that very date, who were being, the hosts and were providing a sanctuary for the wicked Osama bin Laden. And there's something wrong with that picture. But all you have to do is read the president's speech on the 20th of September, 2001, speech to the nation. He will tell you, we were the primary source of humanitarian aid for Afghanistan, which is the Taliban, who is, of course, giving sanctuary to the wicked Osama bin Laden. Charlotte, we're out of time. God bless. Always great
to
have you as a guest.
Thank you so much, and God bless you and all your listeners.
Thank you so very much. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio DVD is primarily listener-supported. And if you would like to help us, why, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. For a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, and you get our monthly newsletter or CDs. You get a four best CDs in the month if you'd like. And then, of course, we wanted to mention that if you'd like to help us get to put out another 1,000 of our Brotherhood of Darkness DVDs, why, you can get 20 DVDs, 20 Brotherhood of Darkness DVDs, plus a copy of our latest talk, which is entitled The Forbidden Truth. It's a DVD, and we'll even throw a syllabus in with that if you'd like. That for $99.95 plus shipping. Of course, you won't get them until we get them stamped. But if you'd like to get on the special deal, and we only need maybe 10 to 15 supporters, why, we can just go ahead and run those off. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You'll get 20 copies of a Brotherhood of Darkness DVD, and then you can give them away. And then, of course, you'll get the DVD of The Forbidden Secret, and, of course, we'll throw in a catalog for you. I should say the syllabus goes along with that. So, the information you need to have. Then, wanted to tell you about a talk we've given. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story. It's really the history of all the wars of the last century, how they were all contrived, whether the Gulf of Tonkin incident that was contrived and 58,000 American boys died for absolutely nothing because they lied to us to get us into that Vietnam War, or the background of World War II, where, of course, the government knew the attack was coming at Pearl Harbor and left those 3,000 boys to die, to where we are today in Iraq, where this whole thing was planned ahead of time, and we give you the papers from the Project for the New American Century, where they tell you exactly what this is all about, and the fact we're going to keep our troops there indefinitely, and they even talk about how we're not going to be able to develop their plan for world domination unless there's another incident like another Pearl Harbor. You'll have the original documentation, so let me suggest Iraq, the Untold Story, the DVD, and, of course, if you get it along with the syllabus, you get a special reduced rate. You give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have the DVD on The Forbidden Truth, which gives you the background of the secret that has been passed down for generations, going back almost 5,000 years. And it tells you how to get great power and influence and lays out the basic plan. But you must never tell anybody what that secret is. Well, we'll tell you the secret. It's the forbidden secret that comes with the syllabus. You don't have to get the syllabus, but we think it's a good idea to have it because you'll have the president's speeches where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. He tells you about, of course, the fire in the minds of men. And, of course, we tell you where these phrases come from. You're not supposed to know. You're supposed to be, you know, just go along like a good little person. Never question what is really going on in the world and this plan to bring about a new world order and a new world religion and to destroy this great and wonderful country. Because the people behind the plan have a different loyalty. They hate America. They hate everything it stands for. Their goal, a new world order, a new world religion, a new world ruler. Well, all of these and so many other things are available at Radio Divinity. Why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage of RadioLiberty.com and then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty. broad provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment with a fascinating program about the new order of the barbarians.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And today, our guest is Randy Engel. And Randy is a pro-life activist, has been for many years. And she had actually come up with a tape series. And it was interviews with the Dr. Dunnigan, and I first heard these about a decade ago, and I was so taken with them, I tracked down Dr. Engel, the gentleman who had actually been interviewed, and his name was Dr. Dunnigan. He's a pediatrician up in Pittsburgh, and I wanted to be sure that this is really real, because I hear a lot of strange things. But this was the most strangest, most terrifying, most revealing thing I'd heard in a long time, and I was convinced that Randy was absolutely right. So I'm going to let her tell you a little of the background of how she came across this amazing story. Randy, can you give our listeners some background on the New Order of the Barbarians, and who is this Dr. Richard Day that they talk about?
Yeah, I'd be very happy to, Dr. Stan, and by the way, it's good to be with you again. The date is March 20th, 1969, and to set the scene, the place is the Le Monde, which is a very exclusive restaurant in Pittsburgh. The event is the annual meeting of the Pittsburgh Pediatric Society, and about 80 members showed up. The keynote speaker was a Dr. Richard Day. Now, he is well known in the pediatric field, and of course I think that was one of the reasons why he was invited to be the guest speaker that evening. At the time, he was in the pediatrics department at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York City. But prior to that time, from 1959 to 1964, he had been the head of the pediatrics department at the University of Pittsburgh. And also, which is a point that is very key, he was a former national medical director of Planned Parenthood. Now, in this audience was a young pediatrician by the name of Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan. And the topic, as it was announced in the program for a Dr. Day's speech, was titled Family Planning, Infant Mortality, Gene Frequency, that's G-E-N-E frequency, Abortion, and Other Considerations. Now, if you saw that, it really doesn't give you a clue, actually, to what Dr. Day was going to talk about. And as it turned out, he gave a over 2-hour lecture that centered on what they called the New World System. Some people call it the New World Order. He called it the New World System that he said was already in place. That meant it was already in place in 1969, and he said no one could stop it. And then he went on to his speech really was, what are the implications of this New World System for all Americans? Now, luckily for posterity, when Day asked that all recorders be turned off, Dr. Dunnigan, being kind of the young wag that he was, he grabbed a handful of paper napkins and started taking notes. And this New Order of Barbarians, it's a series of 4 tapes, is really a record of what Dr. Day said that night, that is on March 20th, 1969. And it includes my lengthy interview with Dr. Dunnigan 20 years later.
Hold that thought there right there. We'll be right back.
Sure.
With Randy Eagle.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses 2 vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom Dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Right ahead. Well, hold that just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and with us this afternoon is Randy Engel, who's a pro-life activist, has been for many years, but she is telling us about this amazing story and about this amazing interview she did many years ago with Dr. Dunnigan, who was a young pediatrician back in 1969, when he heard a talk given by Dr. Richard Day, who had been the medical director of Planned Parenthood, the national medical director. Dr. Day had told them there were going to be dramatic changes in our society, And they've got to change every aspect of our living and the way people looked at the world. And so you picked the story up there.
Yes, well, what he said was, if you want to influence people in a particular direction, it's necessary to give them many times an ostensible reason for the change rather than telling them the truth. For example, if they knew the truth, they probably would reject the program. So this giving an ostensible reason for action as opposed to the true reason, whether it's by government, whether it's by an individual, this is one of the principles of the New World System. Dr. Day gave a whole new meaning to the term population control. What he made clear was population control is really people control, not just in absolute numbers, but it's the manipulation of all aspects of human endeavor by an elite group of men who sit in high places around the world. They're generally not in government, but this elite group does control those who govern. And the implication was that this elite group is acting behind the scenes and influences American politics, all other aspects that we'll get into shortly. And it's not really the American people who, through their vote, are really getting the programs that they want. It's this elite group, and he didn't name names. I think the only proper name that came up was a Rockefeller in connection with the Rockefeller Institute. But other than that, he didn't say who these individuals were.
Well, you had the idea that there was sort of a ruling elite, didn't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said that possibly if he said some of the names, we might know them. But he said for the most part, they act from behind the scenes, and their faces are usually not on the front pages of Time.
Okay, we'll go right ahead. So then, of course, what else did he tell them?
Well, let's get into some specifics, Dan. He said it was absolutely necessary that we reach a stable, much decreased population. And to achieve this goal, he talked about the necessary requirements of this sexual revolution. And the main principle for the sexual revolution is to redirect the purpose of sex. And he used that very famous phrase, we need to have sex without reproduction and reproduction without sex. Now, in talking about sex without reproduction, he stated that it was necessary to promote a contraception on a mass scale, starting from puberty up, and that contraception had to be backed up by abortion and sterilization.
No, that was, of course, 1969. That was 3 years, or almost 4 years, before Roe versus Wade.
That's right. But it was already on the drawing board. And what he said the goal here was, the goal was to increase sexual activity, but in such a way as not to produce babies. So that was sex without reproduction. Reproduction without sex, he was referring to the eugenic aspect of reproduction. And he talked about in vitro fertilization, artificial insemination, and prenatal diagnosis. Now, prenatal diagnosis would be necessary because if parents would be limited to only one or two children, they generally wouldn't suffer to have an imperfect child. So the idea was you could have prenatal diagnosis during the pregnancy through amniocentesis or another technique. And then if the child was suspected of having a birth defect, then you would abort that child and start again. So here we had sex without reproduction and reproduction without sex. Now, how do we get these notions into action? Well, he said the key would be the promotion of sex instruction in schools. And I thought that was very interesting because in 1966, Catholics, with the formation of the U.S. Catholic Conference, Catholic parents started to battle sex education in the schools. And by 1969, most of these sex education, explicit sex education programs were in Catholic schools as well as public schools. So that would be one way of promoting this reproduction without sex and sex without reproduction. He made it quite clear that, again, this ostensible reason versus the real reason. He said he knew it was a fact that sexual conditioning of young people would increase sexual activity. And he said actually that was a good thing. It was supposed to do that. But parents normally wouldn't accept that because parents prefer that their children not engage in sexual activity before marriage. So you have to give them a reason that they're going to believe. And the reason that was promoted back in 1969 was that sex education, so-called, would be effective in reducing venereal disease. And in other words, it was sold as a matter of hygiene. One of the most surprising things, and I think in the last show that we did together, we were discussing homosexuality, I mentioned that in this day speech, again, 1969, in March, the month of March is important because at that time they said homosexuality needed to be encouraged and that as of that date, as of March 1969, homosexuals would be given permission to act out. Now, that was a direct quote that Dr. Dunnigan wrote on one of his paper napkins. And wouldn't you know it, in June of 1969, we had the so-called Stonewall Riot, which actually is considered the flashpoint for the homosexual revolution around the world. So, now, if there are any skeptics in the audience and they're thinking, oh, you know, she's really off the ball here and Dr. Day didn't really say that, if you go back into some Planned Parenthood files, you will find a very informative memo. The title of the memo was Methods of Population Control. And it was a memo that passed between Jacob Jaffe of Planned Parenthood and a guy named Burlinson from the Rockefeller Population Council. And going down the page, there were various methods of population control. And this memo came out in 1969. And on the left-hand column, under means of population control, was nothing else but encouraging homosexuality. So you see, this isn't something that I've pulled out of the air. This is something that can be substantiated in other ways. Along with the sexual revolution, he said that pornography would be brought into the home with VCRs. Now, in 1969, that's really strange because I don't think anyone had heard of VCRs at that point. But he said that you would see on television, you would see people doing all sorts of unimaginable things. Then he also talked about clothing. Clothing, the styles would become sexually provocative, and you would see young teenagers wearing mini skirts, for example. He mentioned the mini skirt specifically. And then he said, for example, there would even be a change in the design of jeans. Because up until 1969, jeans were generally loose-fitting, but he said that they're going to be redesigned so that they are very tight-fitting and so that they would emphasize the crotch area and also the derriere. So here we have a pediatrician who's talking about design of clothing, and you have to think, well, where would he get this information from? The fact that he was associated with Planned Parenthood was probably one aspect. I am not sure, but he probably had some sonic connections there. He also was close to the Rockefeller Institutes and so forth. So we can say that while his specialty was pediatrics, he got this broad education on this new world system from sources with which he had personal contact.
And, of course, there was really an effort, even at that time, to begin to gradually corrupt the morals of our youth. And as you get into the background of these tapes, and we do actually carry the four-tape set, we call it the New Order of the Barbarians, or I think that's probably what Randy called it, and we just picked that name up from her. You will hear this incredible story as told by Dr. Dunnigan of the speech he had heard given back in 1969 by the former medical director of Planned Parenthood. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Randi Engel, and she's describing an interview that she had with Dr. Dunnigan, who was a pediatrician who practiced in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And in 1969, he had actually heard a talk by Dr. Richard Dame, who was the former medical director of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Dame asked everybody to turn off their tape recorders. He didn't want any record of the speech he was going to give. But Dr. Dunnigan took notes on napkins, and so he had these napkins for many, many years before he finally had recorded some of his observations of what he'd actually heard. But Dr. Dave was talking about creating new diseases. He was talking about euthanasia, the importance of older people dying. But then he was talking about creating new diseases because people were going to have because they needed to restrict the population. So you picked the story up there, Rangel.
Yes. In addition to, I think one of the areas that particularly fascinated me in Dr. Day's speech, as reported by Dr. Dunnigan, was the area of religion. Dr. Day said that there would be new religions coming up that would replace the old. And these new religions, there wouldn't be any dogma and any doctrine. What the idea would be, you wanted to give people who came to church on Sunday or synagogue on Saturday, you want to give them this warm, fuzzy feeling that the world is okay and everything you do is okay and that there is no moral absolutes and so forth. And you know, at that point, Dr. Dunnigan said, he thought to himself, oh, no. Now, Dr. Dunnigan was Roman Catholic, and he said, oh, no, you know. And then right at that point, they must have been a mind reader, because he said, not only will the standard religions not oppose us, they will help us. And sure enough, that... Because 1969, the Second Vatican, for Roman Catholics, the Second Vatican Council had already taken place, and all those changes, the changes of the Mass, changes in Scripture and so forth, all these were taking place, and again, this keynote of change. Every time you go to Mass on a Sunday, there'd be a new change. There'd be shaking hands, there'd be this or that. So, again, Dr. Dunnigan said it seemed that wherever he turned, every day, he would see one of these predictions that they had seen in this little crystal ball taking place. Another area that Dr. Day was talking about was education. And he spent a lot of time in education. And he said that children and youth would be going to school for longer periods of time, but they were learning less. In other words, he was predicting that, as a rule, students would be dumbing down. And, of course, we do know that students are dumbing down. Ask any college professor, and they'll tell you that. But there are exceptions, and Dr. Day said there will be those who would be selected to be put on a fast track, and they will be given an excellent education. But for Joe Schmo out there, his kids would be getting his kids would be dumbed down, and so that was his little statement on education. As I said, he touched on different aspects. For example, he said that gambling, government would be involved big time in gambling, He also mentioned that in the area of drug use, that there would be increased drug use, and that this was a good thing because the law of the jungle would be introduced into urban areas, and those people who lived in the jungle, they could fight it out. Of course, the elite, these movers and shakers, they wouldn't be in these urban jungles, so that was okay, and that was all right. Then he talked about something that was very close to anyone who has been to Pittsburgh, and what he said was that America had been designated as a service rather than an industrial nation. Now, who had designated America? It wasn't as a service nation. He didn't say specifically, but again, he was referring to this elite group who is the architect of these major changes. And he said that heavy industry would be sent abroad, specifically to the third world nations, and they could handle the pollution and so forth.
Would you hold on to that talk? We'll be back in just a moment, please.
Okay.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Randy's pointing out that One of the things that was predicted was that they would simply do away with the great industrial centers of the United States, and Pittsburgh would no longer be an industrial city. It would become more of a service city, and our major industries would be shipped overseas, and then, of course, they were going to begin to change what we would be seeing on videos. Of course, videos, home videos, were not very common at that time, but he talked about how violence was going to be introduced into the videos that we were going to be watching. An emphasis on violence in the videos. And, you know, of course, back in 1969, you know, about the most violent thing we ever saw was, you know, Roy Rogers or some of the cowboy movies, you know. But the terrible violence we've seen since then has become so commonplace, was little known at that time. Well, before we go on, Randy, would you like to get your website out and other information in case people would like to get in touch with your ministry?
Well, of course, Dr. Stan, you will be giving the address that they can order the day tapes from your ministry, correct?
Yes, I will, yes.
Okay. Of course, my latest book is called The Rite, that's R-I-T-E of Sodomy, and it's on homosexuality in the Roman Catholic Church. It touches on the current scandals and so forth in the church. And if they like, they can visit our website, which is www.riteofsodomy.com. And if they wish to contact me directly, they can reach me at Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, dot, Engel, E-N-G-E-L, at riteofsodomy.com.
All right, fine. That's Randy dot...
Engel@riteofsodomy.com.
Okay, very good. All right, fine. Well, then, why don't you continue to tell us more about this incredible story?
Well, I think one of the terrifying aspects of Day's talk had to do with terrorism. Now, I don't think I couldn't remember very specifically, but I don't think terrorism was a key issue for most Americans in 1969. But Dr. Day said that terrorism on a world scale would increase. And he said the reason was that if Americans were recalcitrant in accepting this new world system, it would be necessary to introduce a little bit of terrorism. And he said under the threat of terrorism, Americans would readily release their freedom for security. And of all the predictions, that one has come through in, you know, I feel it's just absolutely an incredible prediction. It's been a while since I've listened to all the tapes again, but he did make reference to petty dictators who might want to, who wouldn't accept the new world system. And that was all right because they would make an example of one or two of them, and then everyone would fall in line. Whether they had Saddam Hussein in mind, I'm not sure, but that certainly fit the menu back in 1969. Of course, they had quite a bit to say also about finances. Credit would replace cash, and all transitions, financial transactions would be computerized, and again, credit would be king. And I think that, for the most part, has taken place. We talk about this crystal ball and Day's place in this system. I don't believe that Dr. Day was a member of this elite group, this dictatorship behind the scenes, the hidden hand. I think he was just the person who was kind of, who had a lot of key contacts, who were in the upper levels of this elite system. And I guess the question that Dr. Dunnigan and I asked ourselves is why, you know, why was he telling the Pediatric Society about all these changes? And the only thing we could come up with was that it was almost a way in fact, in his the tone of his voice many times, he would say, or he would imply that he really didn't accept this particular aspect of the system, but it was going to happen anyway, so you just might as well acclimate yourself to it. And perhaps this was just a trial balloon. We don't know exactly what motivated Day to reveal all this to this particular group at this particular time.
Well,
in fact, as he did.
One of the things I remember was that he talked about the fact that they were going to withhold treatments of cancer. There were treatments of cancer available at that time, but there were too many people in the world. They were going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer, so they were going to conceal and withhold the treatments for cancer, and they were going to be kept locked up at the Rockefeller Center. Do you remember that?
Yes, that's right. That was the only time that he mentioned a specific name, and he did say that there were many cures already available, but if people were going to die, they might as well die of cancer as of anything else. And he said, now, eventually, there would be others who would develop, cures for the different cancers. But in 1969, he said, people might as well die of cancer as they're going to die of something else. So, and he made it in a rather flippant tone. And that certainly must have distressed some of those pediatricians, because I know a number of those pediatricians were treating childhood cancers.
And here's another thing I remember him saying, was that how they were going to shift production of cars to the Japanese. And they were going to see that the Japanese cars were made better than the American cars. This is 1969. So the Japanese cars would then be more widely accepted than American cars. Remember that part?
Yes. And he gave an example. He said that American cars would be made to appear less sturdy. He said, for example, door handles would appear to, come off. There would be defects in the cars that they wouldn't affect safety as much as just simple convenience. But it would give the impression that American manufacturers of cars couldn't really compete, and therefore Americans would be driving foreign cars or foreign-made cars. Of course, that's the prediction that came true. And
it was just this last month or two when Toyota suddenly now has exceeded General Motors as the largest car manufacturer in the world. They were talking about this back in 1969. All of these things are planned ahead of time. There really is an elite who really plans our future, and most people don't even realize. They think these things are just happening, and they're not happening at all.
They're planned.
They're planned, right.
Let me say they're planned. It's not like one individual is saying, your telephone will ring at this time, or this or that, very specific. What we're talking about is there are broad guidelines. For example, the United States would become a service nation. That's a broad guideline. Heavy industry would be sent abroad. That's a broad guideline. Credit systems would replace cash. The actual implementation of these things would be left to those who were, trained in that particular field. But they would design the overall planning. And of all the many things that they mentioned, everyone came true with, I think, the only thing that hasn't taken place, although it's starting to move, was he said that people have to lose their sense of nationalism and accept internationalism as the ordinary thing. We shouldn't think of ourselves as Americans. We should think of ourselves as citizens of the world. Now, as it turns out, the French, for example, they are not open to the European Union. And there are many Europeans who want to retain their ethnic characteristics, and the French want to remain French. And I think for the most part, Americans want to, be Americans. They don't want to be a conglomerate of some contrived or manipulated entity.
And I think another thing that I remember so vividly was they talked about how they were going to begin to finance the athletes. They were going to give them ridiculous amounts of money now, because a lot of people participate in athletics professionally because, of course, they enjoy it, and they could make a living that way. But the idea that you may be able to be a pitcher and get $10,000 for every ball you pitch, and maybe make, $200,000 or $300,000, $500,000 for every game you play in. I mean, I think Roger Clemens got something like $20 or $30 million guarantee for pitching for the Yankees for 1 year. What sort of madness is that?
Dr. Day mentioned that in connection with, he said that the national sport of baseball had to go. And he said, now you would think that the way you would destroy baseball is by underpaying the players, and he said, but that's not right. What you want to do is you want to pay these players massive amounts of money, which drives up the price of the ticket so that people become very agitated, so that families are not able, as they were many years ago. The whole family would go to the ball game. Well, now you have to be almost a multimillionaire to spend a season for any of the prominent baseball teams. But that was his way of saying that we have to internationalize and do away with sports. And he did say that eventually soccer, the international game of soccer, would replace the national game of baseball. And that was one of the predictions that hasn't come true yet, although I know in our community, I think we probably have more soccer fields now than we do have baseball fields.
And you live up in Pittsburgh, don't you?
Yes, right.
All right, fine. And then, of course, he talked about international issues and what was going to happen internationally. Do you recall what he said?
Well, his basic thing was that that we would have to think globally. Now, how many times have we heard that? Think globally, act globally, so forth. But that kind of goes against human nature. Most people, their main interest, their life revolves around God and their family, their children, their relatives, and so forth. What's happening across the continent normally doesn't fall into their particular area, unless, of course, they're unfortunate enough to have a loved one involved in a foreign war, as we are. Stan, I don't know how much time we
have about 5 minutes now.
Five left. Yeah, I thought that one of the things we might conclude with is what we can do to resist.
Well, I think one of the first things would be to get people to listen to these tapes. Randy was good enough to let me reproduce her tapes. I had one of my own. And then, of course, we have a complete transcript of this. One of the few things we have a transcript of, but somebody else was good enough to make a transcript. And so the four tape set, the New Order of the Barbarians, is available. You can get them through Randy's ministry. You can get them through our ministry. But they are important, and they are important because they will give you insight into long-range planning of some group. It was a group that Dr. Day referred to as the Order. He never told us who it was. He never named anybody other than the Rockefeller Foundation, but of course it was there. And in some respects, you almost had a feeling as if he wished that there were people who would stand up against it, but since people did not have the courage to do that, it almost seemed like it was inevitable. And, of course, Dr. Day has been long since dead, passed away not too long after he gave the talks. But these tapes live on, from Dr. Dunnigan, who actually heard the talk, and I think they're a warning to everybody who values freedom. You pick up the story there, Randy.
Well, I remember the first time that I heard the tapes. I had visited Dr. Dunnigan. He gave me the tapes that he had made of the day speech. And I remember going home, and it was about an hour's ride from his office to my home. And truly, as I was listening to these tapes, I had a hard time keeping the car on the road. I was virtually in the state of shock. And but the one thing I did remember about the first time listening to the tapes is that as I listened to the tapes, and there would be certain things that they would be, that this elite group, this faceless elite group, would want us to do, in my mind, I was already concocting an idea of, well, let's see, they want me to do that. I think I'm going to make a practice of doing this. When you listen to the tapes, they are almost, they leave you with ideas in terms of resisting this new world system at almost every level, and it is possible to fight back. It's in fact, not only is it possible, but I think it's an absolute necessity. And of course, we do that by living and acting as Christians. And you know, we talk about this elite group and this new world system. I'm sure it's your audience realizes that God is still in charge of this world. He is the divine redeemer, and His will be done. And you know, ultimately, at some point, He can call a stop to all this nonsense. Whether or not He will, we don't know. But we should act and live as Christians, and if we do that, then really there's nothing to fear.
Well, Chris, our recurrent theme is we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out in a physical, a political, ideological, cultural battlefield. And, of course, as you listen to these tapes, I think that you hear in the background certainly evil being advocated, a group of men who would create new diseases, allow people to die, because, well, they got to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. Could people really be that crass and indifferent? Yes. We'll be right back to wrap up the program.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs?
Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Bingo. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we really need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do depend upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, every week on about 60 different outlets, some of them half an hour a week, some of them every day, but beginning to educate people about this truly diabolical battle that is being waged. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, it's as easy as picking up your telephone and calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are at war. America is under attack. Our future, our families, our freedom are under siege today. We hope that many of you want to get a set of these tapes. They're audio tapes, and I don't know whether they're available in CD, but we can make them available for you in CDs. And they call them the New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. And, of course, if you want to get the transcript of them, why, you certainly can. And it's a little bit more expensive than our regular tapes because we do actually give Randy a royalty because three of these tapes are hers. It's the only time we've done this. But these tapes are so unique, I would like everybody to listen to them. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get some of the other things we have. Certainly my talk on the forbidden secret, and you get that with the syllabus. My talk on the wars of this last century. It's a talk called Iraq, the Untold Story. But it's really the story of all of the wars of the last century. Every one of them is contrived. I mean, certainly they contrived the Spanish-American War. The Spanish did not sink the Maine, as we were told. The First World War, of course, was contrived, and all sorts of propaganda to get us to feel we had to enter that war. There was no reason to get into the war. The Second World War was contrived because it was American corporations and the English government that financed and aided Adolf Hitler and the Nazis altering the war. The Japanese had tried to surrender, and we wouldn't let them surrender, and the invasion of Iwo Jima and Okinawa and the dropping the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were unnecessary. The Japanese had been trying to surrender, and we wouldn't let them. I wonder why. And then, of course, the Bay of Tonkin incident never took place, and 50,000, 58,000 American boys died unnecessarily in a war we never should have been in Vietnam, and here we are on the verge of a war with Iran. And how did we get there? What does that have to do with Osama bin Laden, who is living in a cave somewhere in Pakistan, we're told, and he was so smart he was able to outwit the FBI and the CIA and the National Security Agencies and the Defense Intelligence Agency. That caveman living there in the cave was so much smarter than all of our intelligence agencies. Even a caveman could do it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, you believe anything. We need to let the American people understand that most of what we think we believe just isn't true. And this is a good place to start, the New Order of the Barbarians, and then, of course, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, and then my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness will introduce you to the spiritual forces at work The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. We recommend to you an excellent professionally done DVD. Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and so much more. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and look at the various things you'll find there. And then, of course, we ask you to tell others about our program, encourage them to listen, and then understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis 2 to 4 p.m. right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E. Provides the most powerful organic iodine test-activated and monatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce Living Streams Probiotic, the first second-generation probiotic on the earth.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Palestinian infighting in Gaza is intensifying. More from correspondent Mark Levy reporting from Jerusalem.
The Palestinian fight in Gaza is transforming from random street shootouts to pitched battles. Gunmen from the Islamic Hamas have taken over some of the positions of security forces run by their rival Fatah. Hundreds surrounded a security post and demanded the surrender of the forces.